With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Israel have yet to take out all of Iran's missile launchers as Israel continues dealing with incoming missiles. Some of them have been shot down, others not.
Iran's launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries. Hours after Iranian state TV said Mojtaba Khamenei has been named the nation's new supreme leader. Oil prices have skyrocketed following the announcement. Iran has maintained its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane and has launched new attacks. Saudi Arabia's warning to Iran it will be the biggest loser if it continues to attack Arab states. The Saudi statement on Monday came after a new drone attack apparently targeting its massive Shaba oil field. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About that weekend unrest outside the New York City mayor's official residence, Gracie Mansion, two explosive devices tossed during dueling protests.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch. Six suspected narco-terrorists have been killed in a U.S. military strike on an alleged drug-smuggling vessel in the eastern Pacific.
This strike is part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Sunday's attack brought the death toll to at least 157 people since the Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels in early September. U.S. Southern Command says it targeted alleged traffickers along known smuggling routes. However, the military did not provide evidence that the vessel carried drugs.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Iran war has claimed the life of a seventh American service member, a service member killed during an Iranian strike on a Saudi military base. Wall Street, the Dow down 647 points. This is SRN News. A new study of Generation Z.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but if that's true, then there apparently needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are much more likely than the young to have one. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cologne Cathedral, a famous German landmark popular with tourists, will start charging an admission fee to visitors as church officials struggle with rising maintenance expenses. They say inflation and rising personnel costs have led to a constant increase in the price of the upkeep of the building. The gigantic twin-spired church towers over Cologne's main railway station next to the Rhine River, and it dominates the city skyline. This is SRN News. An American man wins the L.A. Marathon for a second consecutive time in a photo finish.
Nathan Martin won the Los Angeles Marathon in the final stride, giving the U.S. a second straight men's title. Martin edged Michael Kamau of Kenya at the finish line. They shared the same finishing time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 18 seconds. Kamau skipped fluids during the race and collapsed at the finish line. Martin is a substitute teacher and coaches high school track and cross country in Jackson, Michigan. In the women's race, Priska Shirono of Kenya won in 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 20 seconds. The 45-year-old mother of three lives in Colorado. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Travelers complained of long waits yesterday that in some cases lasted hours at security checkpoints at airports in Houston and New Orleans. Officials blame the long waits on the partial government shutdown as Democrats refused to fund the Department of Homeland Security. More details, SRNNews.com.